casket burning down Copperhead Road.
Little Copperhead Road to start us off. That's by Steve Earle. Hello, it's Tuesday, October 1st, not August. What am I thinking? My name is Jessica. Welcome. This is a new show here on Raven Radio. It's called Speaking Tube. And first of all, if you don't know what a speaking tube is, I'll kind of give you a little brief definition. It's a tube to convey the voice over a short distance as from one part of a ship to another. So basically, if you're on a ship, you can communicate from one side to another through a speaking tube. So in our case, it's the name of a radio show that is pretty much going to convey musical preferences and influences from the ladies and gentlemen of the U.S. Coast Guard through the radio airwaves to you guys. So that's pretty much it. We started the show basically as an outlet for the guys and girls over on Japonski Island to have a radio show and experience radio because their schedules don't always permit this on a regular basis. So I am the host, Jessica. I will be here every Tuesday. The show is going to pretty much air every other Tuesday, and I'll be guiding the guests from the Coast Guard through the art of radio and playing the music that they have selected. So the theme can be varied. So the show can be varied. We're going to play music that could be country. It could be rock and roll. We could have a whole theme as we do tonight. We can also play some games as we're also going to do tonight. And or we could spend the whole time talking. So there's no consistent theme, but I guess the one consistent factor will be I will always have a guest in the studio that will be involved in the Coast Guard in some way. And we're going to find out who my first guests are going to be after this quick message.
Raven Radio's online drive is happening now. If you love the daily mix of news and music shows, the access to special programming, and what's going on around town, if you appreciate the way Raven Radio connects you to our community, then donate now at kcaw.org. Your donation today helps ensure Raven Radio will be here for you in the years to come. Thank you.
All right, so we have some guests in the studio with me today, and they are from Air Station Sitka, and they go by the name of Ray and Aubrey. I'm going to let you guys decide out there who is the actual one that is involved in the Coast Guard and who's not. So my first question, though, to you guys, first say hello.
Hello, Sitka.
All right, my first question to you guys is, of course, just a little intro to get to know you guys is, how long have you been involved in the Coast Guard?
Well, that's going to narrow it down right off the bat.
On who answers the question.
Exactly.
All right. So, Ray, how long have you been in the Coast Guard?
13 years.
13 years. All right. So, you're at Air Station Sitka. I think the most important question, not the most important question, but the question everyone always asks, like our family, because I'm involved in a military family too, is, you know, how did you get or why did you get into the Coast Guard? So, Ray, why did you get into the Coast Guard?
Well, I initially got in because sounds kind of cliche, but the Perfect Storm was a big hit when I first got in. It was about a year out or so. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of influenced me to try and think about the Coast Guard. And then it just turned out that it was a decision on my mind to make at the time.
Oh, okay.
I had to do something different in my life, so I've always made interesting choices according to my mother, so I consider that one an interesting choice as well.
What other interesting choices have you made? No, we won't get into that. Maybe Pass. Later in the show. Okay, so you said 13 years, so you obviously have been to a number of different stations. So what number station is Sitka for you? Do you know? Or how long is it going to take you to count?
Well, stand by. Give me 1 second.
He's literally using his fingers right now to count the number of stations. No
Five?
Pressure. Five?
Yeah.
Okay. And why Sitka?
Well, I was told that on my dream sheet, Alaska was going to be a good possibility of having to go to. And they asked me, so with that in mind, where would you like to go? And I said, I'll take a small unit over a big unit any day. So
yeah.
Sitka it was.
Sitka, yeah, definitely. All right. So Sitka, where did you originally hail from?
I'm originally from Massachusetts area.
Okay, and Aubrey, where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Woohoo! Full disclosure, Aubrey and I went to high school together. It seems like everyone in our area that we grew up with ended up with someone from the Coast Guard. And at one point in time, we had 3 girls from our high school living in Sitka, which is crazy.
Really weird.
Really weird. So anyways, full disclosure there, we know each other. Okay, and so you've guys been here in Sitka for how long?
A little over a year.
Okay, so you've had a full experience of the town and what it has to offer?
Definitely. We've made it through a summer and a half now because we got to do half the summer last year and then a full summer this year. Mm-hmm. You know, the winter, all the fall activities that they've got to offer here, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cruise ship season, you know, all the different ups and downs that come with the town.
All right, so you guys are the guests on the first Speaking Tube show. Woohoo! You guys came up with a theme, and I'm pretty excited about this theme because I love concerts, and you guys chose to select songs from concerts that you guys have seen. Is it together? You guys have been to concerts together?
Yes.
Or? Okay, so tell me a little bit of your thought process when coming up with the theme for today's show.
Well, the list was pretty easy. It was just a matter of thinking all the concerts that we have been to together.
And I think part of it, for me at least, one of the first things that we did together after meeting, we actually met at Coast Guard Day through a mutual friend. And that same weekend, we both had tickets to a concert, not knowing each other yet, but already right off the bat, something we had in common that we were going to the same concert because we liked the same kind of music.
Sweet. So it's kind of almost concerts are involved in your dynamic of your relationship.
Definitely.
All right, sweet. So let's get into the music that you guys picked out. The first song we're going to play is This Town by OAR. When did you see them?
It was 2010.
Oh, I thought it was 2008.
Spring
2010, oh, no,
I believe, 2009, 2010, saw them down in Florida,
okay. And
definitely one of our most jointly liked bands. A lot of them are more his favorite or mine, but this one is definitely evenly matched for both of us that we really enjoy seeing them live.
Sweet. All right. This is This Town with OAR.
So I can understand. and ask for forgiveness, or make a pact to never speak that word again. Yes, you are my friend. We all have something that digs at us. At least we dig each other.
Ever leave this world alive? Well, thank you for the things you did in my life. If I ever leave this world alive, I'll come back down and sit beside your feet tonight. Wherever I am, you'll always be more than just a memory. If I sadness that I left behind. If I ever leave this world alive, the madness that you
you feel will soon subside. So in a word, don't shed a tear. I'll be here when it all gets weird. If I ever leave this world alive. So when in doubt, just call my name. Just be
We're three songs into the first ever Speaking Tube. We started out with This Time by OAR, This Town, not This Time, Dig by Incubus, and If I Ever Leave This World Alive, Flogging Molly, and our guest Ray and Aubrey have put the playlist together today, and it's all concerts, or songs from concerts they have been to. So let's talk about those concerts. We already talked about OAR. Let's talk about Incubus. When and where? Where did you see them?
Florida State Amphitheater.
Okay. Then,
or the fairground, whatever, it changes its name every other year.
When I left, it was 1-800-ASK-ARIA.
Yeah, that's what it was when we left, too.
Oh, man. Okay, and then, so you've seen them once, twice?
Just the one time.
Okay,
one time.
I've seen them twice. See, I saw them at the indoor arena in Tampa.
Oh, nice.
So that was like 2003? No. Yeah, 2003.
See, it's hard to remember what year, isn't it?
It was 10 years ago.
I think ours was like 2011.
Okay, so
it was one of their more recent tours.
Yeah. So is Dig your favorite song of theirs, or?
It's my favorite song. Yeah. I love the lyrics on that song. It's extremely lyrically strong.
Yeah.
The words are great.
But you were talking about a cover that they did while we were listening to. What was that called?
They did a remake of Prince's Uh-Oh, Let's Go.
Yeah, and you said that was really good.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
All right, we might throw that in a little later if we have time. But, okay, Flogging Molly, which is a concert I've always wanted to go see, but I haven't been to yet. So
we've seen them about 4 or 5 times now together, on top of he's seen them a couple of times on his own as well.
Yeah.
That's one of our big shows that we try to get to every single year if we can.
And now, they tour heavily around St. Patrick's Day. Did you see them on St. Patrick's Day?
No,
we actually got to see them.
Yeah, Ray's birthday's in February, and he actually got to see them on his birthday one of the times with your mom, right? Came down for the show?
My mother and my stepfather came down because it was on my birthday, so I was like, hey, you guys make it down here, I'll buy the tickets to the concert, and we'll all go for my birthday.
Sweet, going to concerts with mom and dad, always a good time.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is the last time that I saw Flogging Molly, I saw an example of what I said could always happen with that concert. I saw a grandfather and his granddaughter both knowing every word
really?
To every song.
Because they do so many old Irish folk songs that they remake.
Yeah.
So, like, even Ray's mom knew some of them from bands that she used to listen to up in the Boston area and stuff, and they've, you know, redone them and brought them back.
So Flogging Molly, reaching all generations,
yeah,
should be the new set. So, okay, that was a concert moment. I always talk about moments. Like, sometimes I love concerts. I love live events. And I always say, like, when you're there, there's always, like, sometimes you just have a moment that happens. Like, I've been to concerts at the amphitheaters before, and all of a sudden your favorite song comes on, and then it just starts pouring rain on you, and you're just like, this is the best thing. What are some of those concert moments that you've had? Have you had any?
One of the best concert moments that I can remember from at least the Tampa area, especially the husband of the person that she used to dance for at the dance studio in Florida. Mm-hmm. So we're at a Dropkick Murphys show.
Oh.
Me and his son are in the front row up against the railing. This guy is a full-on New Yorker through and through.
Mm-hmm.
He fights through the crowd to bring me two Guinnesses. Through the mosh pit, through everything, to bring me two Guinnesses in the front row. Greatest moment ever.
That's a pretty good moment. That's very memorable. Aubrey, what about you? Any memorable concert moments?
I don't know. My most memorable one is probably not so much that it was a good one. It was the concert that never really happened. We really had been dying to go see Rise Against and had the tickets all set up. He comes and picks me up. We're in the car and food poisoning, whatever it was. I just was sick as a dog. Kept saying, no, we're going to go. We've been waiting for this concert. We're going. I'm going to stick it out. And continued to get sick probably into their, you know, second or third song before I finally gave up the fight.
She was a trooper until about hour two or three.
Oh, well, at least you pushed through it. You were trying.
I did.
So
we had to at least hear something of them live.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Well, that was a sad moment.
It was.
Maybe we can come up with a happier moment. All right, we're going to do a quick message, and then on the back side, we're going to get more to their playlist that they put together for us.
The rollout to Raven Radio's new morning lineup is still rolling. We've changed the things we had to change, tried some things we wanted to try, and heard what you had to say. So we're returning local news to 6:49 and 7:49. And making some other adjustments to weather and such that you can check out by rolling on over to our website, kcaw.org. Thanks for the feedback. See you down the trail.
All right, and before we get back into the music, we're going to get to some Muskeg messages brought to you by Aubrey.
Muskeg messages are a service provided by the station to reach folks who don't have access to a telephone or to make the public aware of lost and found items. If you have a Muskeg message that you'd like to air, you can call the station at 747-5877. A yellow Nokia smartphone was lost at the pub on Saturday night. If found, please call 251-689-1705.
All right. So you're listening to KCAW Sitka. This is Speaking Tube, a new show on Tuesday, almost every other Tuesday. And I have Ray and Aubrey. They created the playlist based on concerts they have been to, but they're also plugged in a couple of songs from some plays. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right, so what are we going to hear next?
Next one is one of my favorite plays, probably one of my favorite musicals, I should say. It was Memphis, and the theme song for the musical is awesome, in my opinion.
Okay.
And then we took one from one of my favorite musicals, Les Mis, which, you know, a lot more well-known now after the movie, but definitely what I find to be the most humorous song of the musical.
All right, so we're going to hear Memphis Lives in Me by Memphis and Master of the House, Les Miserables.
Softly in the air, like a Sunday morning prayer. Just one more drink and you'll see God everywhere. Like a sad old melody, tears you up but sets you free. That's how Memphis lives in me. There comes a time when muddy waters run rough. There comes a point when a man has had enough. Like a friend who always stands by me, yeah. Memphis knows me, Memphis shows me. Waters run rough. There comes a point when a man has had enough. Like a friend who always stands by me. Yeah. Memphis knows me, Memphis shows me.
Sit yourself down and meet the best innkeeper in town. As for the rest, all of them crooks, rooking the guests and cooking the books. Seldom do you see honest men like me, a gent of good intent, who's content to be master of the house, doling out the charm, ready with a handshake and an open palm. Tells a saucy tale, makes a little stir. Customers appreciate a bon vivant. Glad to do me friends a favour. Doesn't cost me to be nice, but nothing gets you nothing. Everything has got a little price. Master of the house, keeper of the zoo, ready to relieve a mother Sue or two. Watering the wine, making up the weight, picking up their knickknacks when they can't see straight. Everybody loves a landlord, everybody's bosom friend. I do whatever pleases Jesus, damn, I'll bleed him in the end. Master of the house, quick to catch your eye, never wants a passerby to passing by. Servant to the poor, butler to the great, comfort a philosopher, a lifelong mate. Everybody's boon companion, everybody's chaperone. But look up your valises, Jesus, why not skin you to the bone? Enter, monsieur, lie down your load, unlace your boots and rest from the road.
This way's a tan, travel's a curse, but here we strive to lighten your purse. Here the goose is cooked, here the fat is fried, and nothing's overlooked till I'm satisfied. Food beyond compare, food beyond belief. Mix it in a mincer and pretend it's beef. Kidney of a horse, liver of a cat. Filling up the sausages with this and that. Residents are more than welcome. Bridal suite is occupied. Reasonable charges plus some little extras on the side. Charging for the lice, extra for the mice. 2% for looking in the mirror twice. Here a little slice, there a little cut. 3% for sleeping with a window shut. When it comes to fixing prices, there are lots of tricks he knows. And we're all increases, all them bits and pieces. Jesus, it's amazing how it grows.
Master of the house, quick to catch your eye. Never wants a passer by a passing by. Servant to the poor, butler to the great. Come the philosopher, a lifelong mate. Everybody's boon companion. Isn't everything he's got?
Dirty bunch of geezers, Jesus, what a sorry little lot.
And we're going to cut it there. If anyone has actually been to the musical before, you might know what comes next. So, done with that song. All right, so that was Master of the House, Les Miserables, and then we had Memphis. What was it called? Memphis Lives in Me by Memphis, both plays that Ray and Aubrey have been to. And, yeah, we're just going to get into more concerts they've been to. Up next, we're going to play a little Social Distortion, Larry and His Flask, Will Erickson. You guys want to talk about any of these concerts?
Yeah, Larry and His Flask, I think, was pretty cool. They're not really a known band, probably, to many people. But they opened for...
Dropkicks.
Dropkick Murphys? Is that who it was?
Dropkick Murphys in Tampa. And, I mean, they were just... The energy that they had was unbelievable. This... One of the stage performers was... He had a full-size bass. Not a bass guitar, but a full-size bass instrument.
Full stand-up bass. Yes. Yeah.
And he's running around the stage like he's Angus Young from AC/DC.
He snapped one of the cords holding the speaker up because he was spinning it around so much that it, like, cut through the cord.
This will put a perspective on it. He crowd surfed with it. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
Obviously on his back playing, like, on...
Yeah, he was on his back playing it and everything, but people were carrying him through the crowd. He crowd surfed with it.
That's pretty sweet. You always hope, like, when you go to a concert and you don't know that opening act, you always hope that that opening act is going to live up to the band that you went to see, the headliner.
Exactly.
Has there ever been a time you went to the concert just because of the opening act?
Yeah, we actually did that for the All-American Rejects Blink-182 concert, right?
Yep.
It was All-American Rejects, Fall Out Boy, and Blink-182. And we went for both of the opening bands, actually, for All-American and Fall Out Boy, and greatly rewarded there because All-American Rejects, their lead singer, had been in a really bad accident.
Yeah, it was a motorcycle accident.
Was in a wheelchair, and he invited a fan up from the audience to push him around the entire concert. So he did his whole show in a wheelchair and had her push him around so he could still, like, move around the stage.
And he would just kind of point, like, let's go over here. And she'd push him across the stage.
She just drove him.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
And it was just a random person that he pulled out of the crowd. I don't even think he pulled her out of the crowd. I'm pretty sure he walked around the venue
and found
somebody and said, you want to walk me around the stage in my wheelchair?
Oh my! See, I just think we found Aubrey's new moment, her new concert.
That's my happy moment. That's true. That was a really good one.
That's one of those. I mean, when I talk about, I know it sounds so cheesy to talk about moments, but those are like one of those moments that you'll always remember. You know, when you're looking back, when you're 50, and you're looking back all these concerts you go to, you're going to think about those moments, and that's one of those. That's pretty cool. All right, well, let's get back to the music. This is Story of My Life, Social Distortion.
We'll be right back. Close your eyes and it's past. it's me again. I've been trying to talk to you all night. 25 years of age, not a day goes by without wondering, where have you been? I turn off the lights and just go to bed. Oh, little Will, ignored again. Oh, right now, pardon me if I don't believe in anything but me. Mama said, let me days like. She never said you. You walked out on me. Hello, it's me. What did I do to deserve this pain? Well, I did everything I could. Make you proud, and now I'm screaming out loud. As unimportant to you as I may be, there are still some things that you should see right now. Pardon me if I don't believe in anything but me. Mama said there'd be days like these, but she never said you. You walked out on me. Talk to Bill that night when he decided it was alright to take his life. Well, I will never forget the tears in his father's eyes when he put his baby to rest for the final time. Oh, right now, pardon me if I don't believe in anything but me. Mama said there'd be days like this, but she never said you. You walked out on me. All these prayers go unanswered. All these prayers go unanswered. All these prayers go unanswered.
You've lost yourself. gotta keep it strong. Move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along like I know you do.
Since the dawn of civilization, public radio marathons are held in honor of the week-long fund drives of the Greek station K-Hear-Ye-Hear-Ye.
Lend me your ears!
And yet now the puny mortals of KCAW propose a one-day drive by asking you to contribute now at kcaw.org. That might just work. It's up to you, dear listener, isn't it?
All right, we just got off a long set of music. Story of My Life, Social Distortion, Beggars Will Ride, Larry and His Flask, Unanswered Will Erickson, and Move Along, All American Rejects. And if you're just joining us, this is Speaking Tube, your new show on Tuesday nights, or every other Tuesday. And I've got Aubrey and Ray in the studio, and they put together the list of songs that we're playing today based on concerts that they've been and they've seen together. And I have to ask you about one of the last groups that we just heard, Will Erickson. I'm not familiar with him. I feel like I should be because I loved it. But who is he and when did you guys see him?
He is a friend of a friend, a good friend of ours back in Florida. Knew him for a real long time, knows him still, and brought us out one night. He plays the local bars in the area and so brought us out to listen to him. And we felt the same way you did when we heard the song. We just loved his music. And he's put out a couple of CDs now. So every time we go back to visit, we try to catch, you know, one of his live shows. It's all still nice and small and local and easy to go see him when we go down to visit.
Does he get to play some of the concert venues down there? Or is it more like he's playing the restaurants and bar scene?
I've only seen him at the restaurant bar scene.
Oh, well, that's cool. I mean, I found him on Spotify. So that's kind of cool that a local guy from your town is up there and make. I like to see those kind of stories.
I managed to find him on iTunes even.
Sweet. Yeah. All right. Larry and His Flask. Where did you guys see him? And did he open for someone?
Yeah, he opened for the Dropkicks.
That was the guy.
Oh, that's Crazy Bassist. All right, never mind. We're doubling back. I do have something that I think, I don't know. Do you guys have a concert that you are ashamed to admit that you've been to?
Ooh.
You're kind of embarrassed that you actually went to go see them live. Almost like a guilty pleasure concert.
Oh, you guys just have such a great record with the shows.
I
pretty much like all different kinds of music, and I'm always open to, even if it's not something that I like, it's always different in concert. You might fall in love with the band when you see them in concert.
I guess my closest would be, and it was, I don't consider it a guilty pleasure because I really liked them at the time, but
boy
now
band.
Looking back, yes.
Boy band.
I've been to both Backstreet Boys and NSYNC,
yes.
But NSYNC, second row, center, went backstage to meet the band beforehand.
Hi.
And was like, you know, the giddiest teenager ever in the world.
So was that when they were like big?
Yeah, that was 99-2000. It was my senior year of high school.
And that we were not together during that. That's strictly her.
Ray's doing a full disclosure on
that one.
All right, we got some more songs lined up. The Good Left Undone, Rise Against, and then Burning in the Sky is Linkin Park. And on the backside of Linkin Park, we'll have the weather for you.
It's time to kick it up a notch.
I wrapped a hand around its stem.
That was The Good Left Undone by Rise Against and Burning in the Skies, Linkin Park. Short break to give you guys the weather. This is for Sitka and Port Alexander. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers, lows around 45. Light winds. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Isolated showers, highs around 45. 54. Light winds becoming southeast 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Thursday, windy, rain. Highs around 53, southeast wind 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts around 40 miles per hour. For Tunakee Springs, tonight, cloudy, scattered showers, lows around 41, light winds. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, highs around 54, east wind 5 miles per hour. Pelican and Elfin Cove, tonight, cloudy, scattered showers, lows around 43, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, highs around 53, southeast wind 10 miles per hour. Angoon, tonight, cloudy, scattered showers, patchy fog late, lows around 42, light winds. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, isolated showers, highs around 53, southeast wind 10 miles per hour. Cake, tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, patchy fog late, lows around 40 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, decreasing clouds, patchy fog, highs around 53, light winds becoming southeast 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Yakutak, tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers, lows around 38, light winds. Wednesday, showers, highs around 50 degrees, east wind increasing to 10 miles per hour. That's your Alaska Zone weather. Up next, we have Prisoner Song by Dropkick Murphys.
We were pawns in a game that we could not win. Now we're alone, just a pick and stone. We're dreaming of a future when our ship comes in. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Prisoner's Song, Dropkick Murphys, and then Smooth Criminal, the cover by Alien Ant Farm. I kind of think I already know the answer to the question I want to ask, so I'm going to ask a different question first. But okay, so you guys have been here for about, it will be 2 years before you have to move again, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have limited resources here on the island of bringing concerts in. They do a good job in this town of bringing groups in and stuff for us to see. But kind of, you also know what concerts are going on while you're here. What concerts have you missed or ones that you wish you could have gotten to? Is there anything significant in the past couple of years that you're like, oh, I really want to go to that one? Have you left The Rock and actually gone to a concert while you've been here?
No, we tried to leave to go to Flogging Molly or Dropkick Murphys again.
Some of your favorite bands, I found.
Mine, at least. Yeah. Might not be hers so much, but.
So, okay, and then what are the ones that you kind of wish you would have gone to, like, your whole entire life, or even if you were alive then and you weren't? Are there any concerts that, like, for instance, I was really lucky. My first concert with Garth Brooks on his Sevens tour. So, like, nice. That was my first experience super lucky. But, like, I'm glad I went to it because, you know, that was the last time. So is there any shows like that that you're like, oh, man, we should have done that?
There's one that I can think of especially for me. I had the chance to go see Johnny Cash, and I passed it up.
Oh!
Yeah. Ouch. I had a chance to see him at a small venue, too.
Really?
And I passed it up. I was a young teenager, didn't know how much I would want to see that.
Yeah.
And then the two of us missed out on, we both wanted to go see Billy Joel when he came around with Elton John on tour.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been an epic concert.
Weren't the tickets like 300 nose level?
It would have been worth it.
$300. It would have been worth it.
It would have been worth it.
Just to be in the same aura of those two. All right. So if you guys are just joining us, this is Speaking Tube, the new show on Tuesday. And we have Ryan Aubrey. We're going through songs and acts that they've seen in concert and that they've seen together, because their relationship's kind of built upon concerts, we found out. So we have a couple more, but first, that's the question I didn't ask you yet. So it seems like my guess is that you played Alien Ant Farm not because you have seen them in concert, but you might be going to see them.
Tickets are in hand.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct. That will be the next live concert that we will be attending right here in Sitka.
Sweet. That's pretty sweet. So kind of come full circle, but we don't have – the show's not ending yet. We still have some more songs. And because Alien Ant Farm's in town, we're going to get together, go online and look at the community calendar, kcaw.org, click on the community calendar link, and we'll let you know what's happening in and around town other than the Alien Ant Farm. So the Spanish group will meet at UAS on Wednesday, October 2nd. That's tomorrow from 4:30 to 6 p.m. The group is free, informal, and open to all. Call Paul at 738-9456 for more information. And if I knew Spanish, I would have done that in Spanish. The Sitka Fine Arts Camp presents a workshop for teens from the Michael Mayo Dance Company on Thursday, October 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Allen Hall. Previous dance experience required. Call 747-3058 to sign up. And Friday, October 4th is Wear Pink to Work Day to raise awareness and show support for National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Raven Radio's online drive is going on right now. Please help us reach our goal by making a donation at kcaw.org. Thanks for everyone for your support.
I'm Kathy Hope Erickson, and I love Raven Radio because Raven Radio helps me to stay informed. Go Raven!
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the keys.
Getting to and from school functions during the school season can be a challenge sometimes.
whether it is during the morning, day, or evening. Let the ride do the driving for you, serving you Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Save time and money by using Sitka's public transit system, The Ride. For more information, call 747-7103.
All right, and we're back. So we're going to squeeze in one more song. But before that, we thought it might be a little fun to play a little game. And so the reason we were playing this game is because I was talking with Aubrey and Ray about what they wanted to play, and we just got into the whole song or conversation about music and things like that. And Robbie's like, Ray is really good at just like that name that tune game. He's just really, a song will come on, and then in like 5 seconds, he knows the song and he'll scream it out. So we thought it might be fun to test this.
Yeah, no little, pressure.
No pressure. You're just on the radio in front of everybody. Yeah, no pressure. So what I'm going to do right now, we're just going to take a couple minutes and we're going to try to challenge Ray's name that tune music abilities. So, and just to let you know, all these songs kind of have an underlying theme to them too. So be thinking of that, because not only do you have to get the song right, you have to get the theme right too. So
at the end of it all.
Yeah.
What do I win? Nothing.
A couple claps. I'll buy you a Guinness.
There you go. All
right. All right. So here's the first one. You're going to have 5 seconds, and then I'm going to stop it, and you're going to have to guess. All right? Ready?
Sure.
Okay, so you got the band. What's the name? The song. He got CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. What's the name of the song?
Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
I'll give it to him. Who'll Stop the Rain?
Who'll Stop the Rain?
All right, that was close. All right, song number two.
I can't hear anything.
That's it. Oh, you didn't hear it? All right, we'll give you one more chance. We'll start it over.
I'm not even joking. There's nothing in the headset.
All right, ready?
Oh, Guns N' Roses. November Rain.
All right.
Nice.
He's 2 for 2. 2 for 2, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. All right, next song. It's probably the hardest one.
I can't hear it.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. Let's try it one more time.
I heard a guitar, but that was it. That's not enough for me to go on.
That was 5 seconds.
If you right. Give me 5 seconds in the middle of that song,
okay, we'll
so
come,
I can hear a voice at least.
We'll come back to that one, but I hope everyone's playing along at home. We're playing Name That Music. You're getting 5 seconds to name the band and the name of the song. Ray is 2 for 3. We'll come back.
Count it.
All right, one more. Here we go.
No Rain.
Yep, Blind Melon. Okay, so you're 3 for 4. The other one was Purple Rain, Prince and the Revolution. So the theme was, of course,
Rain.
All right, so that's the show for today. I just want to thank Aubrey and Ray for coming on.
No, thank you so much for having us.
No problem. This was the first speaking tube where we're letting members of the U.S. Coast Guard come and have their own radio show and kind of just have a good time. And yeah, so that was great. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Thank you. It's
thank
been
you
fun.
No problem. And we're going to end on a song called Sound of Madness, Shine Down. And their theme was concerts. So where'd you guys see them?
This was at The Next Big Thing,
yeah,
which is a big concert they bring down in Florida. One of the radio stations down there actually brings a bunch of bands together for it. So we were able to see them as part of this big show.
Mm. All right, sweet. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for listening. You are listening to KCAW Sitka here on Ravian Radio. My name is Jessica. This is Speaking Tube. We will see you next Tuesday.
Good night, folks.